brought to you by Penguin.
Glint by Raven Kennedy, read by Bella Sanby and Harlan Corvo. Dedicated to those who see no bars but still feel caged. Fly. Chapter 1. Queen Melina. Gold, as far as the eye can see. Every inch of Hybel Castle carries the telltale shine. In the past decade, people have travelled far and wide across all of Aurea just to look upon it. It is heralded for its magnificence, the people always impressed with its overwhelming splendour. But I remember how it used to be. I remember the slate of the parapets and the iron doors of the gate. I remember when I had gowns in every colour and the dishes on the tables were white to match the collier hair. I remember when the bell in the tower was copper, its chime light and clear. Things that were once feather light now take several men to pick up. Parts that once carried the colours of age and history now glisten as if new. Even the roses in the atrium have been gold-touched, never again to sprout a new bud or fill the air with their perfume. I grew up in Hybel Castle. I knew every rough rock and speckled stairway. I knew the dark grains of wood on the window frames. I can still recall the way my father's throne felt, melded together with stone and diamonds cut from the mountains to the east. Sometimes I wake in the middle of the night, trapped in the tangles of my golden sheets, and I can't tell where I am. I don't recognise this place at all, not any more. Most days I don't even recognise myself. The dignitaries who visit revel in the gloss and glamour. They stand awed by the precision of every surface's change and celebrate Midas's power. But I miss the way Hybel used to look. Every grey nook, every raw chair, even the ugly blue tapestries that used to hang in my old bedroom. It's surprising, the things you come to miss once they're stripped away from you. I knew I was going to pine over the loss of control over Sixth Kingdom when I agreed to marry. I knew I'd mourn my father when he died. I even knew that I'd miss being addressed by my old name and title, Princess Melina Corlea. But I never anticipated that I'd feel the loss of the palace itself. It wasn't something I could have predicted would happen. Yet, room by room, item by item, everything was changed before my eyes, down to each pillow and wine glass. It was exciting at first, I can't deny that. A gold castle in the frozen mountains was something out of a fairy tale, and I had a king to make me a queen. I had a marriage that would ensure I could stay here, in my home, to carry on my royal bloodline. But here I sit in my gilded drawing room, my naivety long since ripped away. I have no heirs, no family, no magic, no partnership with my husband, and no recognition of the very place I grew up in. I'm surrounded by wealth that holds no value to me. This castle, the place where my mother birthed me, where my father and grandfather ruled, where all of my fondest memories reside, has become foreign. It holds no comfort, no excitement, and certainly no fairy tale. People are dazzled by it, whereas my eyes see every single scratch in the golden surfaces of the floors and walls. I notice every inch where the soft metal has worn down, distorting the shapes. I catch the corners where the servants haven't polished. I note each fragment that's gone dull. Gold may gleam, but it doesn't stand the test of time. It wears down, loses its lustre, becomes nothing but a needy, malleable surface with no durability. I loathe it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?